Hi, everyone. This is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have an excerpt from an interview with Dorit Tidar from our Lipedema and Keto Worldwide Summit that was held in 2017. Dorit Tidar is a physiotherapist in Israel, and she talks about the principles of ALT, or aquatic lymphatic therapy, and how it benefits the lymphatic system.
The core of the ALT is taking the principles of the lymphatic management, which is lymph flow, meaning that we need the lymph to go into the vessels, like with changing total tissue pressure and movement, and lymph direction, because we wanted a specific direction. We want proximal work, and then we want to go distally step by step, and then from distal to proximal, and the rhythm of the lymphatic system, which is not a hard procession like the arteries. So it's slow, and the exercises are not so slow, but are slow, to give each exercise the full benefit of the properties of the water. And then we take the properties of the water to help us achieve these elements. So buoyancy, for example, if you take a leg lymphedema and they're trying to reach to do some self-massage around their calf or over the knee, helps the leg go up very fast, especially if it's lymphedema. And then bringing it down, you have the resistance, the viscosity of the water, and the body, you're going down, so it slows you down. So you have a lot of control over the movement. So for legs, for arms, if we want to work on the scapular adductors and pectoralis muscles and all movement from distal to proximal, so that floats our arms up without any force. So it's working very hard. And they can move their axilla area and with proximal muscles. The high pressure is quite obvious, a very, very important force. Of course, when we stand, we on our feet, we have very high pressure that can reduce in the shallow area. A person that stands in the water has, if they stand in neck high, they have three times as their garments, the pressure. And it's very gentle and you don't feel the high pressure. So for a person with leg lymphedema to swim, let's say crawl, okay, that will be not a good usage of water, of the properties of the water, because they don't use the hydrostatic pressure all around. And when they swim forward, the water, the viscosity of the water actually massages from proximal to distal. So you have high pressure from distal to. So what I'm saying is there is a thinking behind the properties of the water. It's not just going in because water is good for you. So if you have a right arm lymphedema and you stand on your side, with your right arm, your right side going to the water, then the water are going to do a massage to left towards your healthy area, to your healthy area. So that thing, the water to do a massage also just by moving. And on top of everything, we add self-massage. We do proximal work and then we go and do distally and from distal to proximal. So we actually combine a few components of the CDT, that means compression, the lymphatic drainage, and movement together, not as different parts.
That was great to hear about this fantastic therapy that probably isn't used enough. But Dorit has been working on this for many years and offers training. It was held before the pandemic once a year in Montreal in Canada. So hopefully that will be coming again and we can get more people trained in this valuable technique. And thank you also to you, all of our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or at lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time for another Living Well with Lipedema Flash Briefing.